At first, the elevator is standing still. So you and the scale are standing still. The two forces on you are equal and opposite. Well, you can read how hard the scale is pushing by looking at it. We call that your weight. Then the elevator starts falling down. You and the scale are in the elevator, so you are falling down too, faster and faster. That means you are accelerating downward. Now there is a net force in the same direction as the acceleration, down. Since gravity hasn't changed, that must mean the scale isn't pushing up as hard. So the scale is reading a smaller number. The faster the elevator accelerates, the less the scale pushes up. But if you jumped, would you stop falling? Would the elevator hit your head? Well, what's pulling the elevator down? Gravity. Is gravity pulling on you? Of course. So your relative position in the elevator will stay the same. The ceiling will only hit you if you can jump up to the ceiling. Now consider, what would happen if the elevator accelerated upward? And, even more frightening, if someone snuck in and cut the cable holding the elevator, what would happen then? Think about it.